This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. Good to have you listening to BPNRadio.com today. It's great to have Judy Block on with me today. Gene and I have known Judy since probably the 80s. Judy and David, her husband David, have been married for 25 years. They have two grown sons, an amazing ministry. Judy has a great testimony. She gave her life to Jesus at 3 years old, became Spirit-filled at 21. She has a degree in practical theology from Christ for the Nations in Dallas, Texas. Is a gifted singer and the author of a book entitled The Anointing, God's Seal of Approval. Welcome, Judy, to BPNRadio.com today.
Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you having me on, Dale. This is a real honor. Thank you.
Well, it's a delight to have you. And Gene and I have known you and your husband, David, for a long time. And you know, God is doing some incredible things in this nation, particularly in the area of women in ministry. And we're going to talk about that today. I would like for you to share your story, if you will, about how you got into ministry, how God has worked in your life. If you could share that, I'll have some questions for you. But I know that I love to hear people's stories. I love to hear people's testimonies. So share a little bit with us today about about your journey and what God is doing.
Well, in 2008, my husband and I were sound asleep at 2:00 in the morning. The stereo came on real loud. And so I jumped out of the bed and I ran over to turn it off. And when I turned it off, I turned it on. And David said, "Turn it off." And I turned it off, and then I realized that it hadn't come on and that something woke me up. So I went to my formal living room to be alone with the Lord and to seek Him and see what was going on. And after a while, I began to realize that there wasn't anything, and I began to wonder, well, I guess I must be the only person that does this. And laughingly out loud, I said to the Holy Spirit, "Well, I guess I'm just a different breed." And when I said that, I had a vision. And in the vision, I was riding on a white horse, dressed in white, and to my right was the Lord Jesus, and He was riding on a white horse, and He was all dressed in white. And as far as you could see to the right and to the left, there were hundreds of thousands of us on white horses riding in this vision, and we were all dressed immaculate, and the horses were immaculate, and everything about it was just phenomenal. Mm-hmm. And we were coming down out of the sky, what looked like to a great battle, but I don't know. So then I was like, "Wow, Holy Spirit, what are you showing me?" And I'd really like to have your opinion, Dale, about my vision that I had before I gave the interpretation the Holy Spirit gave me. Do you have anything?
Well, it sounds like to me that you were part of the army of God. And, I believe it's very biblical, and I do believe in dreams and visions. So go ahead. Tell us some more.
Oh, okay. So I asked the Lord, "Wow, what does that mean?" And He said that the horse represented the anointing. It was His gift to me. The Holy Spirit is the anointing. He is our gift from God.
Yeah.
And that gift, that anointing, is our place of authority in Him. And that's what He was showing me. And I was thinking about that this morning, and I realized that this this thing that's been turning inside of me for women. I've been praying for women for as long as I can remember. Is coming forth in a new ministry, which I hadn't planned on, but God has really pushed me into this. It's called Judy and the Bloggettes, and that is a website for women to have a platform to share what God has done in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I don't know really how to share all of this, Dale. I'm going to need your help.
You go for it, Judy. I'm here for you.
Well, that vision that I had was so powerful and so exciting to me to think that the anointing that we have is for a purpose. It's for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
God has a purpose and a plan, a calling and a destiny for every person. And he has an anointing for every person for that purpose to be fulfilled in their lives. And I so much want to help. I just see I can see in my heart that there are women who are frustrated because they have no outlet. They have no platform, so to speak, to share what God has given them. And God has put it on my heart to give that and to make that available to women.
Well, that is that's a great vision, and I certainly hear your heart, and that is my vision for this year also, to help provide opportunities for people to have a platform of ministry. In fact, here on BPNRadio.com, starting January the 20th, we're going to have. From 9 a.m. to midnight, we're going to have a Marketplace Saturday, providing opportunities for people in business to do interviews, have their host their own programs, share their ideas, share their testimonies. Those that want to get started in ministry, those who are very mature in business, business, which is a ministry. And then we're going to start soon on Sunday. We're going to have Preaching Sunday, where we have preaching all day long, giving people, including women, an opportunity to preach that may not have a platform anywhere else. So when you talk about help providing a platform for other women, I'm very interested in that. I certainly bear witness. How's all of this? How are you going to do all of this? How's this going to come about?
Well, I have a website that I'm working on. It's called Judy and the Bloggettes. It's where women have I don't know how to describe it, except that people are going to be able to put their own blogs on there, and it'll give people an opportunity to go to one website instead of searching and searching and searching.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be one website for women to go to, and I want to make it as easy as possible for them to work off of, you know. I mean, how sweet is it for a woman to sit down at her computer and go to one website and find all the help that she needs right there, and to glean from other women who have already been there and have been through it and can help them and give them insight in how to pray or encouragement, whatever it is that they're looking for, that they need. You know, I think there's so much wisdom out there,
mm-hmm.
and so much revelation that we don't hear.
I know.
And that I want to know about it.
I
personally
know.
I want to hear what they had to say. I want to know these amazing revelations.
Yeah.
You know, Peter was, remember the story where Peter was talking to Jesus, and Jesus looked at him and he said, I call you, what is it he said? Oh, I don't like this. I'm on the radio and, and I'm fumbling around.
No, you did great.
Oh, thank you. Jesus he asked the disciples, he said, who do people say that I am? And they were all giving these answers. And he says, Peter, who do you say that I am? And he said, you're the Christ.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Son of the living God. And Jesus looked at him and he said, "Well done. Well, you know that my father gave you that answer. And I call you," he said, "Simon Bar-Jona." He called him by his real name.
Yeah.
And that is means the son of Jonah.
Uh-huh.
And so what I'm looking at when I look at Peter, I'm looking at the son of Jonah, who was the man who gave, who was the actual sign of the kingdom, right there in that day and time. Jonah didn't want to give the word, remember?
Uh-huh.
And he was put in the belly of the fish for 3 days. And mm-hmm. there was Jesus looking at Peter, the son of Jonah,
mm-hmm.
and seeing that right in front of him, talking to him. And it was predestined. It was predestined for Peter to get up and preach on the day of Pentecost.
Yeah.
It was predestined for him to be one of the disciples. He was the son of Jonah. It was predestined for him to walk with Jesus every day and to look at, for Jesus to look at Peter every day and see his destiny looking at Peter, knowing that he was going to be in the belly of the earth for 3 days, looking at Peter to do that. So it's just phenomenal. We all have a destiny.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we all have something that God wants to do in our lives. We are predestined for great things in the kingdom of God. And I want to help women fulfill those purposes and those plans and those callings
mm-hmm.
and those things that God has in his heart for them.
Yeah.
There are things that we don't know about that God wants to do. And so that's what I'm all about. I want to see people experience God's presence. Once they've experienced his presence, mm-hmm. it changes everything.
Mm-hmm.
Once you've encountered the love of God, it changes everything.
Yeah.
And that's what I want to see happen.
Yeah. Well, I know that it's on your website, Judy Block Ministries, Experience God's Presence. You wrote about that in your book, didn't you? Tell us about your book.
Well, my book is about the anointing. It's about that vision that I was just sharing about coming down out of the clouds on the horses.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the anointing for every person's life, the purpose behind the anointing, the calling on your life to fulfill what he's given you. We need the anointing. We need the presence
yeah.
of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
We really, without him, it's impossible to really fulfill what God has called us to do. I mean, it's just not, it's, I don't see how it can happen without him. When I was 3 years old, I came to know the Lord. And when I became 21, even though I went to church and I was a good little Christian girl, it wasn't until I was spirit-filled that everything changed. Then I was able to see that I had purpose for my life. Then I was able to see that there's something more to life than what I thought. It's the kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's the kingdom of God. And
yeah.
the kingdom of God is what it's all about. He
That's
is
true.
What life is all about. Without him, there is no life.
Yeah.
So my book is about the anointing and walking in the anointing and growing in the anointing, how to cause your personal anointing and that thing that is within you to grow. That's what I talk about in my book.
Mm-hmm.
It's very important for you to not just press into God, but to press into that thing that he has for you
yeah.
in your life. If you're a housewife, well, you're called to pray for your family, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
You always put your family above everything else. And if you're a man that provides for your family, you're called to pray for your family as well. Putting God first in everything in your life is the most important thing that you can do. It sets everything in motion. There's two people standing before God, and one of them knows God and the other one doesn't. So which one is he more inclined to listen to?
Mm-hmm.
you know, the one that he knows.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, we can pursue God any way we want to, but if you put him first in your life, the beginning of your day, it changes everything. It puts your day in motion. Next thing you know, it puts your week into the emotion, then your months, and then your years. The next thing you know, you're fulfilling your purpose and your destiny because you put him first. It's amazing. It really is. You know, I had a... Do you want to say something?
No, go ahead. I'm just saying I'm a major proponent of giving God the first part of your day in prayer, and over the past 51 years, I know that is a truth that you're speaking, and how profitable it can be in our lives. So you're on the right track. So keep going.
Thank you. When my oldest son, graduated from high school, he wanted to get a job instead of going to college, and he wanted to get out there and go for it. And nothing was happening, and we had a very difficult time. He found a couple of little part-time jobs, but it wasn't what he wanted. He goes, "Mom, what am I supposed to do?" I said, "Well, let's just pray and fast about it. Let's give it 3 days." Well, the first day, he came to me and he said, "I got the answer." And I said, "Well, what is it? I'm supposed to put God first." And he said, "So then I'm going to go to school. I'm going to go to Christ for the Nations. I'm going to put God first in my life." And I was like, "Wow. That is so cool. If you put God first, even when you get out of high school and pursue the kingdom first, it will put everything else into motion." I love that.
Yeah.
It's every day. It's every morning. It's being respectful to who created you.
Yeah.
Who created everything, who loves us. I think people forget that God is love, and that everything he has done is out of love for us. If we could just remember that.
Yeah.
Everything he works together. Huh?
Yeah. You know, Judy, it all begins with just getting on our knees and beginning to present ourselves to God each morning, and that is important, and giving him the first portion of our day. And I know that I'm going to play one of your songs that you wrote and sung called "Alone with You." I know it's really important to get alone with God, and to He loves to have that personal relationship with us. And then out of that is going to come favor, and out of that's going to come revelation. And we're going to experience His presence. His presence is wonderful. I know that's what you have done also. How can people get your book? How do they contact you, Judy?
Well, if they'll go to my website, judyblockministries.com, there's a place on there. It's called, I don't remember what it's called, but they can go on there and ask for a book, and I'll mail them one.
I'm looking at your website right now, Judy, and that's Judy.
Yes, sir.
That's Judy, JudyBlock Ministries.
Yes, sir.
And I like to spell people's names out because sometimes they have so many different spellings. JudyBlock, Judy Block Ministries, and then they can go and look at your book. They can listen to your music, which I'm going to play in just a few moments, and it's very, very anointed. And they can contact you. There's a place where they can contact you, leave their name and email address, and and there can be some communication there. And so, Judy and the Bloggettes, when are you going to have this website finished?
Well, I hope to have it launched next month.
Okay.
It seems like I have been really fought on this. But I know that God's timing is very important.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
I know that things happen for a reason at certain times because of what he's doing. There's such a realm of the Spirit that nobody seems to take consideration for, the realm of the Spirit, that there's things happening there.
Mm-hmm.
And and then they cause things here on the earth to line up and get where they need to be. And so I'm hoping for next month.
Okay.
But on my website, I have a newsletter sign up. If you'll sign up on there, I will email you back and
okay. That's great.
Touch with you.
Well, I'm excited, Judy, about what you're doing, because I believe that we're living in wonderful days in a certain sense. I know there's a lot of spiritual warfare in America, a lot of spiritual warfare against Christians and the church, but we're living in exciting days. You know, when Gene and I started in the ministry 50 years ago, about the only place that a person had to minister was in the church. And if they did not get invited to minister in a church service or teach a Sunday school class or lead a women's group or speak at a women's group, there were very few opportunities. But today, it is amazing. All of the social media sites and all of the opportunities to sing, to record, to preach, to teach, to prophesy is just enormous. And I believe it is,
yeah.
It is a wonderful time, a wonderful day, particularly for women, and most of our listeners on bpnradio.com are women, but it's a wonderful time for women to be able to release the anointing that is inside of them, whether it's to preach or teach or prophesy, write books, make movies, sing, or do a blog. And I know that blogs are becoming very, very popular. But I love the idea of you just having a website just for blogs where people can go on, particularly women, and they can look at the blog that they have written. You're going to post everybody's blogs that come in?
I hope so.
Okay. Okay. Make sure
I would like to.
Make sure they're scriptural. Make sure they're scriptural. What? And but I yeah. think that would be great, Judy and the Blogettes. That sounds like some rock and roll group. But I think
yeah.
that is, I think it's a God idea. And I'll do whatever I can here on bpnradio.com to help you promote your new website, because I do believe this is a wonderful time for women to express themselves in a blog. Regardless if they preach or teach or prophesy or what have you, to write it down and to send the blog in. Now, is this going to be limited to women, or can just...
Yes.
Okay. All right.
It's just for
Sounds
women.
Good.
It's what I want to do is have them attach their blog to my website.
Okay.
And I'll have an About Me page for them, whole write-up about them on the blog, and talk about them, and then they're going to give a little bit about what their blog is, who they are, and it's just wide open. It's mm-hmm. wide open for them to do whatever they want to on their blog,
yeah.
but it's going to be on Judy and the Blogettes. It needs to be. I think that what we need is something where you can go to one place mm-hmm. to find what you need instead of searching and searching and searching on the internet. Because I know that there's so much out there that yeah. I personally would like to read, and I have no way of finding it.
Right.
I don't know where it is.
Right.
So they can put a blog on there. They can add to their blog their Facebook or whatever social media they have that they're involved with.
Mm-hmm.
All that kind of stuff. I mean, they can put their music on there. They can put teachings on there. Whatever they want to do.
Wow.
And I just want... Yeah, exactly. But it's got to be kingdom. It's all about the kingdom of God
mm-hmm.
and what he wants to do through his women and how he wants to fulfill the things that he has in us to do.
Well, I certainly salute you for giving women an opportunity to have a place that they can express themselves however the Holy Spirit is leading them. I think, Judy, it's very, very important. You know, about 3 years ago, I have a spiritual grandson whose name is Leland. He's a singer and a songwriter. And he and I co-hosted what we called a preaching contest for young people between the ages of 14 and 24. It was amazing all of the 5-minute sermons that came in, and we even had a winner, and it was an unusual thing. People said to have a preaching contest, but young people responded, and we gave them an opportunity to express themselves. Yeah. We even had a couple of gatherings, one in Wichita Falls, Texas, one in Austin, Texas, with these young preachers, just giving them a platform. And some of them today,
yes,
some of them today are doing great exploits. One of the young men that won the preaching contest, he's now the young people's college student director at First Baptist Church in Dallas, and we have others.
That is great.
We just have others that are doing great stuff. We just encouraged them, gave them a platform. So I'm really excited about you giving women a platform. Judy and the Bloggettes, to be able to express.
It's what they need.
Yeah.
It's what they need. It's like there's this small group of people, even in your church, there's a small group of people that are allowed to speak or share, and that's it.
I know.
And what about all these other people out here in the congregation that are just so full of all this rich wisdom and knowledge and understanding and revelation and have no outlet and have nothing to share. And a lot of them don't even realize that they have something to share. They've never been given the opportunity.
Right, right.
So that's what I want to do. I want to give women an opportunity to share what God has given them.
That's
a platform.
Great. Wonderful.
You know?
Wonderful. I was sharing in one of my programs recently that when Gene and I started out in the ministry, we had Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, sometime Friday night, and then we would have, you know, sometimes 2 or 3 week revivals or longer, and people had an opportunity to come and minister. But today, in most churches, there's only a Sunday morning service, and the pastor, the church leader, most of the time they want to reserve that place for them to speak to their congregation. So opportunities, I love the local church, but opportunities in local churches are becoming far fewer. So I believe that there is a place like Judy and the Bloggettes where women can express themselves. So I think this is a God idea, and I encourage women to go to judyblockministries.com, judyblockministries.com. I'm going to play a couple of your songs along with you. And,
okay.
Well, I like that. Then I'm going to play, We Cry Holy, a couple of songs.
Well, that was pretty long. That's a pretty long one.
Okay. Well, we'll,
Do In Secret. Do In Secret.
In Secret.
I like that one.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So Do In Secret. Okay.
Yes. And, right. Yeah, and that first one you said, Alone With Me, or Alone With
Alone
You.
With You,
yeah.
And In Secret. Okay, I'm going to defer to you. I'm going to defer to you and do those two songs. Before you go, I'd like for you to pray for these women that have the call of God on their lives. Many of them have been in their prayer closet sometimes for many years, interceding on behalf of others, but many of them, and may not have a desire to have any type of public ministry, but I believe that it's time that women that have been seeking God in the secret place alone with Him begin to share what they're hearing and what they're seeing. I think it's very, very important. So,
yes.
I'm going to play some worship music, and I want you to pray, Judy.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right.
Thank you.
Go for it.
Shall we pray now?
Yeah, go for it.
Father God, I just thank you. I thank you for your presence. I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for being so good to us. You're so good and so kind and understanding. Father God, I pray that your blessing and your presence would come upon women all over the world, in their homes and with their families, Father God. And especially right now, the women that are listening, I ask for your presence to come upon them, your peace and your goodness and your mercy. Father God, I ask that you would impart to them wisdom, Lord God. Impart to them knowledge, Lord God. Impart to them your abilities and the things that you have in your heart for them, Lord. Help them to receive what you have for them in Jesus' name. Holy Spirit, draw us in closer, closer to you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you. And Hallelujah. I ask you to help us to fulfill the purpose, the plans, the callings, the destiny,
yes,
and
Lord.
The things that you have in your heart for us, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name. Judy Block, thank you for being on today. And I'm going to play a couple of your songs. I encourage everybody to go to judyblockministries.com. That's judyblockministries.com. Judy, thank you for being on today.
Oh, thank you, Dale. I was very nervous.
You did a great job, and this is the way that I like to do. I like to be original and just talk to people. Well, we don't have a scripted program, but people just come on and we talk and pray. So thank you for being on today. God blesses. God's blessing upon you and your husband, David. And you're singing right now, so here we go. God bless you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anointed Music, and by Judy Block, our special guest today. You know, I would encourage everybody, that would be, her music is great when you get in the secret place. In fact, that song is titled In Secret, Songs by Judy Block, that she wrote and recorded, Anointed Music. And you might want to go to judyblockministries.com. That's judyblockministries.com. And she's got several songs there that you could play while you are ministering to the Lord in the secret place. So go to judyblockministries.com, judyblockministries.com, And you can, her music is right there on her website as well as some more information.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.
Close and held me near, And I'm a fool, but still you love. I'll be a fool for the king of love.
Thank you. you'll still be